Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy is one of the top social media strategists on the planet, and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's our good friend Kathy Perry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Happy to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Kathy, in my new book, there's a chapter called Social Media, A Rose by Any Other Name. And in that chapter, I talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of social media. And the ugly, part of the ugly is that, and I warn people about this, and I have been doing this for a long time, you've heard me. If you think that Facebook and Twitter and YouTube or whoever, if you think that they're interested in you, then any user, if you think they're motivated by you, you're mistaken. They're only motivated by what Wall Street tells them to do because of the share price. And you've got something to report on that right now, don't you?
Absolutely. And we see that all the time.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely that underbelly, that dark side to all of them. You know, I mean, you can't offer a free service and expect it to be successful. Somebody wants to get paid sometime.
Right.
And so Wall Street is demanding growth. And, you know, the U.S. market is very saturated already with Facebook. And so they're being forced to look overseas for growth and look at what other ways they can make money other than just the advertising revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Facebook came out with a big announcement that they're looking at being an internet provider,
mm-hmm.
and they're teaming
so,
up.
So
with,
you'd literally be connecting to the internet over Facebook.com.
Absolutely, but what's interesting is they're really looking at mobile access, the mobile market, and
that's where they're weakest, isn't it?
It is. Well, you know, the program itself has been so heavy and data intensive that it hasn't, you know, it's been difficult to perform well on mobile. And what they're doing is they're working on techniques to reduce that mm-hmm. amount of data it uses on the mobile platforms from, you know, where it was with a red 12 megabits. Megabytes a day to one
right.
megabyte without the users noticing it. So they're trying to reduce their overhead for the mobile applications. And actually, Nokia just did a test market in Mexico to, you know, just see. They ran an experiment with Facebook and a Mexican carrier
mm-hmm.
where it bundled in free Facebook access.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starting to try to team up and look at how do we have that growth? How do we get that internet access to all of those, you know, the billions of people who still don't have internet access,
right.
but there are many in the third world countries.
And the thing to me, Kathy, the big news here is not the internet access. That's not the big news. The big news is that they're proving my point in that the more things Facebook has to do to change, to drive their revenue, to drive their growth, to make Wall Street happy, the more they do that, the more they're going to become controversial, the more they're going to make mistakes, the more they're going to make people go somewhere else. And so here's the point I'm making to small business owners. It's okay to build customer communities on Facebook, but don't do that without migrating every one of those people over to parallel universes that you have more control over. What do you think?
Oh, I agree totally. And, you know, you never want to totally trust that this is going to be a platform there forever for your business.
You and I,
it's to drive traffic. It's to drive traffic.
You and I both know that in the snap of a finger almost, Facebook could do something really stupid to make people just completely quit logging in.
Absolutely.
So and so if you become beholden to their platform to reach a bunch of your customers, you're right. You should be driving traffic, meeting people, and building community on Facebook, but move them over to a parallel platform that you have more control over, like an email list, as
Absolutely.
Soon as you can, and operate in both universes. Do not trust the big platforms, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.